Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good afternoon. I'm Margie Schaefer. Just ahead on KCBS, Santa Clara County Health is taking dental care on the road with a new program geared toward veterans. We sent KCBS's Shannon Golden down to San Jose to check it out. This new service, it's called Mobile Dental Clinic, a first of its kind in the state.
Imagine your dentist's office on wheels.
We have two chairs, and we are equipped to do all kinds of treatment, whether it's extractions, fillings, cleanings. We can even do implants in there.
Dr. Puneet Sandhu, dentist and Air Force veteran herself, designed this van, which includes glass walls so vets don't feel claustrophobic.
It's like bringing the outdoors inside.
Sun poured down on veteran Thomas Fritz as he received a cleaning.
I think it's wonderful. I do submission work in Nicaragua and would love to have that vehicle down in Nicaragua.
Office of Veteran Services Director Darlene Escalante says dental health often falls to the wayside for vets, especially those struggling to make ends meet.
We have thousands of veterans in Santa Clara County alone that do not have dentals, and they don't meet the qualifications for Medi- or Dentical.
Since the clinic opened, Dr. Sandhu and her team have helped thousands receive care at events throughout the state. In San Jose, Shannon Golden, KCBS.
San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie has appointed the first Filipina-American to the city's Board of Supervisors. KCBS's Megan Goldsby with the story.
Bea Alcaraz hasn't held a political post before.
I am humbled and honored by Mayor Lurie's appointment and the opportunity to serve the residents of District 4 as your supervisor. I look forward to working with each and every one of you.
Mayor Daniel Lurie chose the 29-year-old Alcaraz to oversee District 4 after voters recalled Joel Engardio.
As I set out to make the appointment for your next supervisor, I looked for someone who embodies these qualities. A lifelong resident who intimately knows the district and the people who live here. A bridge builder, a problem solver, and someone who cares deeply about their neighborhood and this city as a whole.
She is a former teacher and business owner. She taught art and music to children and ran a pet supply store in the neighborhood. Alcaraz told the crowd she's a proud first-generation Asian-American with Filipino and Chinese heritage, and she will serve as the first Filipina-American on the Board of Supervisors. In San Francisco, Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
VTA officials are poised to approve $500,000 for a program to help businesses in East San Jose affected by the construction from the light rail to BART extension. KCBS's Jennifer Hodges reports from East San Jose.
When the project is done, riders will be able to board light rail at Eastridge and connect directly with BART in Milpitas, but the construction to make it happen could affect small business owners along the construction route. That's why the VTA is considering a relief fund.
These dollars can provide short-term relief.
San Jose Mayor Matt Mahan.
To impacted small businesses, fix any damages to homes, and help ensure we're quickly addressing disruptions as they come up.
This is a working-class neighborhood.
Santa Clara County Supervisor Sylvia Arenas.
And folks have one or two jobs. They can't reroute themselves anytime that we want to see some changes. Even as great as they are, changes are changes. They could be good, but they might cause some inadvertent bad consequences.
This is the final phase of the project that transforms the Capitol Expressway in East San Jose. Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi's career was full of historic achievements. Now, as she announces her retirement, we take a look back. KCBS's Rebecca Gurion has more.
When her career began in the 1970s, the Speaker Emerita was still known as Mrs. Paul Pelosi in the Chronicle, but rose to become the most powerful woman in American politics by the new millennium. Senator Barbara Boxer.
You know, there have only been 56 House Speakers since the 1700s. Imagine, 56 in all of that history. And here she was, the first speaker, and many are saying the greatest speaker.
One of her many strengths was her ability to unite Democrats, compromise, and win votes. KCBS political analyst Mark Sandalo.
She kept the Democratic tent together. Somehow she sort of wove this legislative path that could push liberal ideals as far as they could go.
She knew the importance of diversity and representation within the Democratic Party from the Center for American Women in Politics, Debbie Walsh.
She understood not just the symbolic importance of diversity, but the substantive importance of diversity. And that helped policy be better.
Rebecca Gurion, KCBS.
With federal food aid on hold, supermarkets are supercharging their food rescue efforts. As KCBS's Matt Bigler reports, they're diverting millions of pounds of surplus produce and staples directly to food banks.
Food items that are nearing their expiration dates are pulled from shelves and then donated to local food banks.
Every one of those agencies has an agreement with us, and they come in some of our stores 7 days a week to take bread, canned goods, even in many cases, baby food.
Save Mart Company spokesperson Kristen Galloway says charities have been contacting them, pleading for additional resources amid the pause in SNAP benefits. Meanwhile, Save Mart president Jim Perkins says they are now offering matching donations for customers who purchase $5 or $10 pantry packs at checkout.
Last year we donated about $350,000 where customers would come in and buy a bag. We've challenged our stores to really challenge our customers when they're coming in to do $3.5 million.
He says they hope their Friends Feeding Friends food drive will see a tenfold increase over last year during a time of deep need in the community. In San Jose, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Thousands of dollars worth of roses are gone from Oakland's 8-acre rose garden. As KCBS reporter Holly Quantel says, volunteers are now trying to raise money to replace over 50 rose bushes that were stolen by thieves.
Most of the roses were ripped out from their roots, so they may not even survive. This happened in the middle of last month when discouraged volunteers and city staffers arrived to find empty holes in the ground.
The rose garden is a real jewel of Oakland society. You know, my own kids took their prom pictures there. I've gone there many times for picnics. I think everyone in Oakland realizes what a treasure it is, and it's such a tragedy that people are attacking it.
City Councilman Zach Unger represents the district where the 91-year-old garden sits. He says there are surveillance cameras, but they didn't catch anything useful.
One of the beauties of the Rose Garden is that it is open to everyone, and we don't want to change that. We want this resource to be available to everyone, but that does leave us vulnerable to the worst people in our society.
Replacement is estimated at $5,000. Holly Kwan, KCBS.
The San Francisco Public Defender's Office says it doesn't have enough staff to deal with its increasing caseload. As KCBS's David Welch reports, a lack of public defenders means a backlog in court and, in some cases, suspected felons possibly walking free.
Matt Gonzalez, chief attorney with San Francisco's Public Defender's Office, claims new cases coming into their office became so overwhelming they had to take action.
And so we basically reluctantly got to a place where we said, look, unless something happens, we're going to have to declare unavailable.
His office did just that, leaving the county's criminal court system short on court-appointed attorneys.
I believe that this is a political strategy.
District Attorney Brooke Jenkins thinks the move comes as a way of getting more funds, though she says her office runs with roughly the same budget.
And I think that this has been his mechanism to try to put the mayor's back against the wall.
The Public Defender's Office denies that claim, but it does say it needs more money to do its job.
We're still taking a vast majority of the cases, close to 80%.
In San Francisco, David Welch, KCBS.
Hayward losing a major grocery store as the Safeway on West Jackson Street will be closing in February. Chronicle reporting the chain expects that all 76 employees from that store will be transferred to other stores nearby, other Safeways. No layoffs are planned. In a statement, the company says the decision to shutter the West Jackson Street store was not made lightly, and the move aligns with the ending of their lease term. This latest closure marks the fourth for Safeway this year, after the shuttering of stores in San Francisco's Fillmore and the cities of Pinole and Vallejo.
EDU.
7 years ago this weekend, November 8th, the 150,000-acre campfire incinerated the town of Paradise in Butte County. With rebuilding only a third of the way done, there's still a long road ahead. To commemorate this, KCBS reporter Holly Kwan connected with a victim of January's Eaton Fire in Southern California. He's trekking 700 miles from Altadena to Paradise to raise funds and spirits for those struggling to bounce back from the L.A. wildfires. Here's part one of Walking to Paradise.
It was the middle of the night when Dimitri Camperos got the text from a neighbor that he should evacuate from their Altadena family home.
You know, I helped my parents grab important things, photo albums, things that are irreplaceable by money. But, you know, the lights are out. You've got just like an iPhone flashlight that you're using. And in the back of your mind, because the whole thing feels so surreal, you think, well, there's no way the fire could actually reach this far. And you wake up in the morning, you look at the news, and it's like, oh, my word, it's gone.
One of 9,500 structures burned. By comparison, Paradise saw twice that. 19,000 homes and buildings burned, including the town's infrastructure. That inspired 31-year-old Camperos to embark on a 700-mile journey by foot.
I started from my home in Altadena. I'm trekking all the way up to Paradise, the site of the campfire 7 years ago. And along the way, I am hoping to learn quite a bit about California, about the recovery process, about what does it look like 7 years from now. You know, the people of Altadena, it hasn't even been a full year for them, and yet there's all this anxiety.
He's basically following I-5, so the closest he'll get to the Bay Area is Modesto or Stockton, hoping to reach Paradise before Thanksgiving.
Really, at the end of the day, this is about community, collaboration, and feeling like in 2025 that our state can still be united in beautiful causes.
Holly Kwan, KCBS.
Tomorrow, we look at what it takes to trek over 500 miles and what kind of hope still exists in Paradise. And a change from previous years, Mount Rose Ski Tahoe won't be the first Lake Tahoe resort to open this season, despite snowfall this week. Mount Rose saying on Facebook that it got 6 inches of fresh snow mid-mountain, but the new pack wasn't quite enough to open this Saturday. It's going to take a foot or more of snow coverage for the resort to open. Mount Rose also saying colder temperatures on the way means they will be able to ramp up their snowmaking system. Meanwhile, Mammoth Mountain in the Eastern Sierra is set to open on November 14th.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.